Genesis 2:13 and 14. And the name of the second river is Gihon, the name is it which competh the whole land of Cush. And the name of the third river is Hiddekel, that is, it which goeth toward the east of Assyria. And the fourth river is the Euphrates. Moses mentions the three remaining rivers by name only, giving no particular description in reference to them. Gihon is the Nile. This river, as it runs through all Egypt, takes in its course Cush, or Ethiopia also, as well as Egypt. Hiddekel is the Tigris in Armenia, the most rapid river of all. The fourth is the river Euphrates, as if he had added the river near to us. In this passage, therefore, we have a description of paradise with its four rivers. But now it is utterly lost and unknown, and no traces of it exist except these four rivers. And even these, first rendered leprous, as it were, and corrupted, and marred by sin, and then changed, altered, and confounded in their sources and in the courses by the mighty deluge. Moses now speaks to describe how a law was given to Adam before Eve was created, so that he might have a mode or form of external worship by which to show his obedience and express his gratitude to God.